You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, number 86. Welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 86. Marcos Salles here. Today we're going to speak about how to use the word meio as an adverb in Portuguese. Look, I know it's quite boring to keep saying that, but I need to remember you that it's very important that we keep receiving new members here so that this website can be still online. As a member, you have access to all our episodes' transcripts, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, which you know is our entirely in Portuguese podcast. I believe that the best way to learn is to be in touch always with it. And that's why I created the Todo Mundo Pod podcast. Here you can learn about Portuguese grammar and you can increase your vocabulary with our audios. Plus, you can cancel your subscription anytime. There are no small prints to do so. Visit todomundopod.com and become a member. On today's podcast, we're going to speak about the word meio as an adverb in Portuguese. I hope at the end of this episode, you will know when to use meio and meia in Portuguese. Let's go. Let's get started. Meio as an adverb. Listen to the following sentence. Eu acordei meio cansado hoje. Eu acordei meio cansado hoje. You maybe know we use the word meio, meaning half, in Portuguese. However, it's wrong thinking that the correct translation to that sentence should be I woke up half tired today. Nobody can be half tired. See, in this case, we're using the word meio as an adverb in Portuguese. I don't want this topic get complicated here, but I feel I need to explain something about adverbs in Portuguese for you. This is an invariable word that works as a modifier of a verb, of an adjective, or of another adverb. For instance, dormir pouco. Dormir pouco. The word pouco is modifying the verb dormir, to sleep. Muito bom. Muito bom. The word muito is modifying the adjective bom, good. Muito calmamente. Muito calmamente. The word muito here is modifying the meaning of the adverb calmamente. Another feature of adverbs in Portuguese is that we don't need to change them when we use masculine or feminine and singular or plural. For instance, a comida está muito boa. A comida está muito boa. The food is very good. O cachorro é muito bonito. O cachorro é muito bonito. The dog is very beautiful. Os cachorros, plural, os cachorros são muito bonitos. The word muito remains unchanged when used as adverbs. Okay, now that you know the basic of adverbs in Portuguese, let's learn about the word meio. Eu acordei meio cansado hoje. I woke up a little bit tired today. A little bit. That's the best translation here. Meio means a little bit. If you are a girl, you should say, eu acordei meio cansada hoje. Despite this, some Brazilians still wrongly say meia cansada. Meia cansada. But you won't. You won't say something like that, right? Marcos, does this mean that using the word meia is always incorrect? No, I didn't say that. We sometimes use the word meia as a numeral, for instance, meaning metade, half, as I said in the beginning of the episode. For instance, meia banana. Meia banana, half of a banana. Meia hora, meia hora, half an hour, and so forth. Let's practice some sentences in our old style. I speak, you repeat, and in the end we speak together.
Tô meio preocupado com a situação.
Estou meio preocupado com a situação. I'm a little worried about the situation. Estou meio preocupado com a situação. Your turn. Estou meio preocupado com a situação. Your turn. Together. Estou meio preocupado com a situação.
Eles fizeram tudo meio às pressas.
Eles fizeram tudo meio às pressas. They did everything a little hastily. Listen. Eles fizeram tudo meio às pressas. Your turn. Eles fizeram tudo meio às pressas. Together. Eles fizeram tudo meio às pressas. Yeah, you made it again.
Another one. As coisas ficaram meio mal arrumadas.
As coisas ficaram meio mal arrumadas. Things got a little messy. Listen. As coisas ficaram meio mal arrumadas. Your turn. As coisas ficaram meio mal arrumadas. Your turn. Together. As coisas ficaram meio mal arrumadas. Yeah, we made it. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you like it. Don't forget to visit our members page in todomundopod.com. If you have questions or suggestions, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try and do it in Portuguese and practice a little bit. Don't be shy. You don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.